92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
Today's second date update is going to be pretty exciting because it's filled with celebrities.
What?
That's right. Kevin is on the phone, and today he wants to do a second date update with a girl named Marianne. And apparently, their first date involved a lot of celebrities.
Really?
Yeah.
How? I want to know.
What's up, Kevin? How are you?
Hey, man. How you doing?
I'm good. So I hear your first date was a star-studded affair.
Whoa.
Yeah, definitely.
What'd you do? Take her out to some red carpet event or something?
No, my date was just talking about celebrity gossip.
Oh. Well, that is the biggest letdown I've heard today.
It wasn't quite as exciting as I made it sound, was it?
No, it wasn't.
Your email said that you guys talked about celebrities the whole time. Why?
Well, I guess she was really into celebrities. She's really into the Kardashians and all that. What's happening? I have no idea what's happening in that world.
So, wait, how did you meet this girl?
We met on Tinder.
Oh.
Okay. And did you have any idea that she was celebrity obsessed before you went out with her?
You know what? Towards the beginning of the date, she was going on about all these celebrities, and I just told her, you know, I'm just not a part of that world. And 5 minutes later, I'm like, Kim Kardashian did what?
It is addictive, I will say. As someone who does a lot of celebrity gossip, man.
Your first date with Marianne was just you two gabbing about celebs?
It's definitely something I never thought I'd end up doing, but it's kind of fun, you know? We went on for like 2 hours, and, you know, I just went on because, you know, I didn't know any of that, so I was asking her who's married to who, who's dating who. I was writing a map on my napkin trying to pick up the dust.
So do you want to do a second date update to go out with her again, or you just need some more celebrity gossip? Just another fix.
No, I wouldn't mind another celebrity update because it's been a couple of days now, but I definitely want to go on a date with her again, too.
Why do you want to go on another date? What did you like about her so much, other than the celebrity stuff?
You know, as much as she could talk, she just never stopped smiling. And I thought that was so great.
That is one of the sweetest things, I think, that anybody's ever said on a second date update. What did the night end like?
Well, I wanted to take her back to my place so I could get on her.
What? What happened to you? Just a second ago, you were melting my heart.
Yeah, I know. I liked her smile a lot, and I was hoping I'd get her back to my place so I could just jump on her back right as we walked in the door.
I was just being honest with you. That's what I wanted to do with it.
Oh, my gosh. So much honesty there.
What did you guys do? So you went out to eat, or where were you when you were talking about all the celebrity stuff?
Yeah, we went out to eat, and, you know, after we ate, I asked her, you know, let's go back to my place.
Yeah.
And she said yeah. So nice. We went back to my place, and we were hanging out, watching a movie, you know, Netflix and chill. And I said, you know, I'm going to go change in my room. I'll be right back. I come back, and she's gone.
Wait, you pulled the I'm going to change to something more comfortable line?
Well, I was dressed up for the occasion, you know, so I wanted to relax and kick back and dress in more comfortable clothes, you know, and encourage her to do the same thing. I'm not that she would change it. I mean, hopefully she would.
Hopefully just get out of the clothes that she was wearing. That's all you wanted.
Yeah.
And then when you walked back out, she was nowhere to be found?
She was literally gone. And the front door was wide open.
Oh, my God. She was kidnapped.
Do you have any idea why she would just jet like that?
I have no clue. Maybe she didn't like the movie.
It was so bad that she ran out of your place,
yeah, what movie?
Leaving the door open and ran down the street.
Is there any chance that maybe, you know, in the couple moments by herself, she was able to rethink the situation and realize she didn't want to hook up with you?
I mean, I don't know. It seems like a pretty weird thing to do, to just leave.
Did you? I mean, obviously you tried to reach out to her.
Yeah, I mean, as soon as she was gone, I texted her a few times. Like, where did you go? And I just got nothing back.
Nothing. Not one text message.
Literally nothing. It's not a good feeling.
It's like this date didn't even exist.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of how I feel. It was really weird. Like, no one would know that I went on a date with her and she was gone. And what am I going to tell my friends?
Maybe she was a little celebrity gossip angel that just dropped out of heaven that night to share some updates with you and then leave.
Open up the gossip world for me.
All right. Well, we'll play a song, come back, call her, and hopefully find out why she just split from your place that night.
And if I might add, I'd like to get a second date with her so I could get on her.
we'll do our best to help you get on her, okay, bud?
Yeah.
Hang on.
All right, thanks, man.
Moving 92.5. Brooke. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
Right in the middle of a second date update, and if you're just joining us, Kevin is on the phone, and today he wants to call a girl named Marianne. All Kevin wanted from the date was to, quote, get on her. But
God, that hurts
when
my soul.
They went back to his place after hanging out at a bar, talking about celebrity gossip and whatever, there was a moment when he said, I'm going to go slip into something a little more comfortable. Well, he went to go slip into whatever that comforting thing was. And then when he came back, she was gone.
Oh,
and the door was still left open. So she just ran out of his place. He tried texting her, tried calling her, and has gotten no response. So it's a mystery. Where did Marianne go? And will Kevin ever be able to get on her? Kevin?
Oh, my God.
I mean, I just don't get it. Even if something happened, you know, even if, you know, there was an emergency or
yeah.
something.
Did you ever say to her, like, hey, I'm going to go slip into something more comfortable and then I'm going to get on you?
I mean, I didn't say the second part.
Okay. Because if you said that, then I could understand. She'd be like, all right, I'm going to leave.
At no point in the conversation did I say, I want to get on you. I just told you guys that.
Okay, good. That's a good decision.
Kevin, it's not an object you ride, okay? It's not a fun Ferris wheel game.
Well, you're doing it the wrong way then.
I agree, Kevin.
Yeah,
well, let's give Marianne a call, see if we can get her on the phone and find out what went wrong that night, okay?
Please, I'd really like to know what happened.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, I was looking to speak with Marianne.
That's me.
Hey, Marianne, how are you? My name is Jubal, and I host a radio show called Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Oh, okay.
What's up?
What's up?
Not
hi.
Much.
Hey, Marianne.
How are you doing today?
Oh, hi. I'm doing well. A little confused, but cool.
Any idea why I'm calling you?
I'm really hoping I won a big prize.
You might have won a big prize.
Yeah.
I don't really know how tall he is or how much he weighs. He could be big. I have no idea.
What does that mean?
That means that one of our listeners emailed us because they want to do a second date update with you.
What?
Do you know what that is? Have you heard the second date update before?
I've heard it sometimes on my commute.
Okay.
I'm trying to think, you know, who's I on a date with?
Well, his name is Kevin.
Oh.
Rings a bell, it sounds like.
Yeah, it does.
Well, we just talked to Kevin. And he told us that you guys met on Tinder and went out for drinks, spent a lot of time talking celebrity gossip and stuff, and then went back to his place.
Oh, wow. Okay, you guys know all of that.
Yeah, we do. We also know that at one moment, he went to go change, and then you just left.
Yeah. Yes, I did. I did do that.
Okay. He said that you left in such a hurry that you didn't even bother to shut the door.
Yeah, I got out of there as quick as I could.
Whoa.
Do you mind telling us why?
I don't know. It feels weird to air his dirty laundry, you know?
Dude. Yeah, but he wants his dirty laundry aired. That's the whole reason he emailed us.
Yeah.
But this is not going to be great for him, really. I don't know if he knows what he's asking for.
I feel it's a public service at this point. If you had to leave a man's place that quickly, he needs to know.
So you guys are sure?
Yes.
Yes, we're
and
positive.
I'm dying to know, so you have to tell us.
You really want to know?
Yes.
Okay. So you guys basically know the whole date, right?
Yeah, unless there's anything he hasn't told us.
Okay. So he left to go to the bedroom to go change.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, he was kind of in there for a while, you know, and I got kind of bored, so I thought, oh, I'll surprise him in the bedroom, you know. I thought, oh, that would be fun.
Nice.
Okay.
So, but I opened the door a little bit, and he didn't see me, but he's laying out stuff on the bed.
What do you mean? Like,
what?
Clothes to change into or something?
Yeah.
No, like, God, this is so awkward. Like, stuff that he didn't clear with me before.
Stuff that he didn't clear?
Like,
can
wait.
You just tell us, like, what
know.
Stuff?
It was kind of dark in there. I really couldn't see. There were a lot of things, but I for sure saw a pair of handcuffs and a whip.
Whoa!
On your first, what?
You're telling me that he was laying out, like, perverted, like, objects
yeah.
on the bed for you?
Yes, he was preparing to go all 50 Shades of Grey on me, and I didn't know.
There is never a discussion beforehand, like, what are you into? Yeah. Are you on the same page as me?
Whips and chains.
No, we talked about celebrity gossip the whole time.
That is so forward. Dang. I mean,
are you sure that's what you saw?
I'm 99% sure. And that's why I was scared, and that's why I had to leave.
Normally, I don't blame you.
Ease into the handcuffs and whips, you know?
Yeah, that's more of a relationship thing once things get stale or something.
Or a second date.
Yeah,
you know?
Whatever you guys are. At least you talk about it before you just bring it out. That's the point.
Yeah, I know. I mean, he could have at least picked a movie choice to go with it. But, you know, it freaked me out, so I left.
Okay. Oh, so you think he's a pervert, and you don't want to talk to him.
I mean, you know, I don't want to shame anyone for their sexual preferences, but I don't want to. I mean, I got scared. I left. I don't want to talk to him.
Okay, well, that's a shame because Kevin's actually on the other line listening and really wants to talk to you right now.
No.
Yep. Kevin?
Oh.
Hey, Marianne.
Whoa.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you're on the phone.
Well, there's no other way to get in contact with you, but now I realize why you haven't.
Oh my God, I can't listen to him without being kind of creeped out now, Kevin.
Okay, give me a chance, though. Give me a chance. I'm sorry. You weren't supposed to say that, and it was just a precaution. I didn't know that if you were 100% like down with it, but I just wanted to be ready, you know?
A precaution?
Yeah, Kevin, what's your plan there? Like, you start making out with her, and then you...
Handcuffed.
Yeah.
You know. It takes you 5 minutes, and you know what's needed. And I can do it all.
What?
I can do it all.
Know.
So you're a pleaser then, Kevin, is what you're trying to say.
I'm a what?
Pleaser?
Yeah. That's all I was trying to do. If that was something that she was into, I would have had her. If it was the opposite, then I would have had her. I would have had you, Marianne. I would have held you if you wanted to be held, and I would have whipped you if you wanted to be whipped.
Wow. Stop talking!
This is really freaking me out. I'm really glad I ran out of the room.
Well, for the record, those handcuffs you saw, they weren't for you. They were for me.
That doesn't make it look weird.
Kevin, can you really not see how this is maybe a little too much the first time you meet somebody?
I mean, I can definitely see how it could be too much if it's not your type of thing. But, you know, if it's not your type of thing, then I wouldn't have presented it to you. But I don't know who you are.
What's my type of thing?
Everything you say, Kevin, just gets creepier and creepier. How do you do it? I'm impressed.
I'm not trying to be creepy. I'm just trying to be real with you. I'm an honest person. That's me.
Hey, at heart.
Yeah, maybe a little too honest, Kevin. I'll ask the question, though. Marianne, would you like to go out on a second date with Kevin? We will pay for it.
No, the handcuffs are not in my future, and they shouldn't be in his.
Marianne, that's a shame, because I can do lots of things. You saw one part of me, and I can give you more, and I really like your smile, and I really like to see you again.
Creepy.
No, you freaked me out beyond all repair. I am freaked out.
Oh.
All right. Well, Marianne, if you ever do come around to see the joy of whips and you know, handcuffs, I'll be here.
Whoa.
Thank you very much. If I change my mind, sure, I'll do that. But nope, I don't think I will.
All right. Well, Kevin, I'm sorry you didn't get a second date.
Yeah, well, at least I know now why she left.
Yes.
I won't do that again.
And I think you've ruined the dating game for every Kevin on Tinder ever after this.
Maybe I helped it. Maybe we know now.
Maybe. Brooke and Jubal in the morning. Got a text in at 78592, says, I don't know why that girl won't go out with him again. I would love to go out with that guy. Talking about today's second date update. If you missed it, Kevin wanted to call a girl named Marianne who wasn't calling him back after their date. When we got her on the phone, we found out why. It's because they met on Tinder and they were messing around on the couch and she was actually ready to hook up with him. He's like, I'm going to go to the bedroom real quick, get a little more comfortable. And she was going to go surprise him in the bedroom. And then when she went to the bedroom, she saw him laying out like whips and handcuffs and everything else. And then she wasn't interested all of a sudden, like, wait, maybe that's a little bit too early.
Yeah. You shouldn't even assume people like sushi, for instance, on a first date,
right?
Let alone whips.
And the whole time she was telling the story, you know what I was thinking? that's a perfect opportunity for her to get on the phone with my friends at advocateslaw.com.
Oh, my God.
Let's say you're over at a friend's house and they pull out a whip and whip you.
Yeah.
And you don't like it. It hurts a little too much. Maybe they're a little too rough with the handcuffs. Well, you can call my friends at advocateslaw.com. They're personal injury attorneys. They also do auto as well. It's 206-512-3555. They're available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and it costs you nothing to talk to an attorney, and you don't pay anything unless you win. And they've gotten over $100 million for their clients. It's advocateslaw.com. But yeah, Kevin jumped the gun there on that a little bit.
Yes.
It's just, I just want to be prepared in case you liked that.
Yeah.
There are ways to find out slowly what somebody's into instead of just being like, oh, man, she's ready to go.
Let's get this thing started.
I got to get everything. Has anybody seen my samurai sword? I have to. Who knows if she's going to be into that kind of thing.
Patience is definitely key in that whole situation.
Yeah. Remember, if you want to do a second date update, all you have to do is email the show, and we will call the person who didn't call you back.
Moving 92.5.